friends of the Creaking Door. This is your host to welcome you again into the inner sanctum.
Come in.
Kind of dead, did you say?
Well, yes, but we have our grisly little amusements. For example, our museum has the only authentic copy of the Morning Leisure. In music, we're very fond of Mandelbrot's overture to A Midsummer Night's Dream. As for the movies, what really rattled our bones was The Razor's Edge. As the dentist said when the drill hit bottom and the patient screamed, you've got a nerve. It begins at night, outside a railroad station. It's raining, and Ann Winslow had just missed the last train that would take her to the house she lived in a couple of miles outside the city.
He wants to stay here with you.
No,
himself?
Yeah. He's a very headstrong fella. I wouldn't care to argue with him.
You can't leave him here.
Hey, looks like the rain's coming back.
Take him with you.
He don't want to go. Besides, you wouldn't send him into the storm, would you? In his condition? Good night, baby.
No, no, come back. Come back. I'll phone the police and they'll take him away. Hello? 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 It's dead. Oh, it's dead. In the room I'm coming to, there's a man whose throat has been cut. And he and I are alone in his house. I won't look at him. If I turn my head, I can see it. But I won't. What? He's moving. He's moving out of the chair. Let him go.
Didn't get through to us till this morning.
Mrs. Blaine, the old paralyzed woman down the road.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as the telephone lines were working again, she phoned us. She was worried about what she'd heard during the night.
Heard something during the night?
A woman screaming, miss. From this house.
That was me.
Well, you seemed to be all right. Why did you scream?
A dead man in the living room. Moved.
The dead man in the living room? I see. Suppose we go take a look at him, huh?
You don't.
But we don't have to argue. All we have to do is go into the
living room. I feel sort of shaky. You see, I think it was when you moved it, I've been on the floor all night.
This is the living room?
Yes. I think I'll stay out here if you don't mind.
Well, miss.
You saw him?
I guess you must have been dreaming.
Dreaming?
Mm-hmm. Because, you see, there is no dead man in the living room. There's nobody there at all.
Sigh, looking under the sofa, Nate. Right. So you weren't looking around for the car. You were just hunting for that collar button you lost last spring. All right. Now, it's your own way. But if you happen to reach in under a hunk of furniture and your hand touches something cold and wet, that won't be a collar button for her. Let's get back to Anne Winslow, who was a nice girl, but who had corpses walk out on her.
No dead man in the living room. But he must be there. I don't believe
it. Now, look here, miss.
He was in that chair in that...
Now, miss, it was just a dream. Or maybe a shock you had of some kind.
Don't call me miss. My name is Anne Winslow.
That's a pretty name for a pretty girl.
He was there. I took a taxi in the city last night when I missed my train and he was on the back seat. And when I pushed him, he fell over. I saw that his throat had been cut. And when we got here, the taxi driver brought him into the living room and went away and left him here with me.
Well, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between what you dream and what really happened.
Stop trying to be kind to me. He was here.
If he was, he'd still be here. Corpses have a habit of staying where they're put.
Wait. There was blood on him. There'll be some on the chair. On the back, maybe. Or the seat cushion.
Well?
Nothing.
How'd you happen to miss the train last night? Get the taxi's license number?
No.
The driver's name or number?
No. I was too frightened to think.
Would you recognize the driver if you saw him again?
I'm not sure. It was dark and I might, but...
You're not giving me anything at all, eh? Thousands of cabs, thousands of drivers, and I've got nothing to go on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Manson.
Well, forget it. The drive out here wasn't bad, and I met someone nice.
Thank you.
I just wish I could be of more help. Well, if anything comes up, don't be shy about yelling for me. It's my job.
You don't think I'm crazy?
No, of course not. This whole business, well, it was just one of those things, huh? Well, I'd better get back to headquarters.
Yes. You've been very patient.
All right. So long.
Goodbye. One of what? He was in that chair. Nothing. Nobody in it. But I can't listen to it. This cushion's getting shabby. Maybe if I turn it over. On the other side. Someone already had turned it over because it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a dream because it was
Maybe things were loused up a Miss
Winslow, what's the matter?
Mr. Manson.
Yes.
I thought you...
Who?
I don't know.
Let me help you out.
I was so tired.
You better get back to your house.
No.
It's cold. You have no coat. Come on.
All right. He's there.
He?
On the grass.
I see. I'll take care of him.
He doesn't need care. He's dead.
Did you?
Somebody. He threw it. He got it.
Don't talk anymore.
He started to strangle it.
Here's the house.
How did you get here?
My car. Out in the road.
And then in time...
I was worried about you. Now, watch your step.
I can't go through that door. Why, you closed it.
You've been very brave. Just step past it. Sit down. The chair here.
Not the chair. It's the one.
All right. The couch. How do I get the body away from your door?
Notify headquarters.
Yes, of course. Where's your phone?
In the hall, right outside the living room door.
Good. The phone's dead.
The line?
They're all right. The wire on this phone must have been cut. For the driver, maybe. I gotta get word to town, though.
Yes.
Can you drive?
No.
That's too bad. Otherwise, you could hop into my car. Look, I'll be gone only a little while.
No, don't.
Our man was murdered. This murderer must be found. We can't waste time.
You're right, but...
I leave. You lock the door of this room behind me, see? Nobody can get those windows, so with the door locked, you'll be perfectly safe. All right?
All right.
Now lock it, and don't open it for anyone but me.
Yes.
Then I'll be seeing you.
Lock the door. We don't open it for anyone but Mr. Manson. All right. I'll be perfectly safe. Oh. Oh. I dropped off. The phone. It's locked. I'll remember. Not to open it for anyone but himself. There isn't anyone. It's the phone. No, I'll let it ring. I won't leave this room. Let it ring. Let it... He said the phone was dead. Not the line, but only my phone. Mr. Manson said the wire had been cut, but it really had been cut. It couldn't ring. And it is ringing. It's ringing. That means it was lying. And if he was lying, he wanted me locked in this room, so I wouldn't tell him he would have... Hello? Hello? Stop, stop. I can go. The police are out.
Calling somebody. Put the receiver back. I said put it back.
But... that's done.
Well. That's better. Living room, please. How come you tried the phone?
It rang.
Too bad I didn't rip the wire out as I should have. Careless of me, but too bad for you.
What do you mean?
I haven't much choice, have I? The driver is buried alongside of the corpse you met last night. Back in the woods. That's where I went.
You're not a police.
I'm a murderer. The corpse you saw last night was an old friend of mine who had ideas about sharing my profits and a little racket I run. I cut his throat and fixed things with that cab driver to take the body out into the country and bury him. You hopped his cab and the goon didn't have brains to get rid of you before you spotted the corpse. He got panicky and left it with you. And told me about it. I rushed out here to sell you a bill of goods. You bought all right. Except the cab driver got scared when he spotted you watching for him at the railroad tunnel. Decided to shut you up. I trailed him, and realizing how easily he lost his head, I took care of him.
And
now, I have to take care of you.
You can't go around killing me.
I've done all right so far. What's that?
The door.
You did call somebody before I got back.
No.
The door. I forgot to lock the door. I gotta get out. Just stay trooper. You won't get it.
murderer.
He was. That's why he started shooting without waiting to find out. All I wanted was to tell him to move that car of his. It was blocking the road.
Quite a cut-up, Mr. Benson, wasn't he? And ambitious, too. Wanted to leave his mark on somebody's throat. He probably believed wholeheartedly in that proverb. You know the one. All work and no slay makes Jack a dull boy. Oh, that reminds me. I'd better hurry out and turn the motor off on that taxi. Oh, yes, it'll be still going. You can rely on that because nothing's sure but death and taxis.